The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He is the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, and I am the aforementioned Joe Galewski. Thank you for listening today to the show. To reach Dr. Mike on the phone, it's 877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Check us out on iHeartRadio. You can add Radio MD and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to what they call the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. Go to iHeartRadio.com and then download the app. Use it on the web. If you're using it on the web, click Talk in the main menu and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Guest topic at 35 after the hour is CRS. CRS. Do you start a sentence and maybe forget midway what you're saying, or you walk into the family room and blank out while you're there? You pick up the phone to call somebody and can't remember who you were about to dial. Have you taken a flashlight and tried to replace the batteries because the flashlight was dead? You go get the batteries, and within 2 minutes you forget where the flashlight is. I just did that 20 minutes ago. I might have CRS. I could not find that sucker for 15 minutes, Dr. Mike.
Well, CRS is can't remember stuff. So that's what it is. Actually, there's one of the top stories this week is about another. We're going to talk to our guest at Mark Underwood, who developed this product, which is a calcium-binding protein, Prevagen. But there's also another story in the news about DHA. So DHA is the active component in fish oil for the brain. This one came from Rhode Island. It's the third large study. The first two actually are randomized double-blind studies. This one wasn't. But it showed that if you give people who are over 50 900 milligrams of DHA a day, they develop much less brain dysfunction as they get older. And in fact, they enlarge the only organ in your body where size matters. That's the hippocampus. So CRS, can't remember stuff. At least there is one other thing other than exercise and other than relating decreasing stress and, of course, having friends, and that is DHA 900 milligrams a day.
The item that gives me the biggest problem with CRS, so I must have it, are my eyeglasses. I can put those things down, and two minutes later, I'm looking for them for 15 minutes.
How many pairs do you have?
Well, just one. I'm, you know, sunglasses, but I just one pair that I, you know, use.
See, my wife uses those glasses for reading.
Yeah,
and she decided she's not going to worry about them. So she got some non-prescription ones, which are very inexpensive, and she buys a dozen every 6 months in virtually every place in her house you can find them. So, and they're all the same style, so you can't tell which one you lost and which one. We have about 50 of them around the house now.
Oh, my. And then I go, I leave the house, and I get two blocks from the house. I left the house for wherever I'm going, and I forgot whatever I needed to bring with me, so I had to go back, so. I think we all have it, don't you think?
That is exactly what I have. I keep forgetting stuff as I walk out of my office. I say, oh, and I got to go back. And so my administrative assistant knows I'm coming back. So she keeps the computer going for at least 4 minutes till I've left the premises.
There are days when I'm leaving for work and I know I've got to bring three or four or five items. I got to bring them. I got whatever they are. And I always miss one. I always forget the one thing out of three or four or five that, you know, and I got to go back to the house anyway. But I think everybody's got it, right? Everybody's got it. When? Okay, we'll talk to the fellow about this at 35 minutes after the hour. He will know more about this. CRS, that's coming up at 35 after the hour. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Many obese and overweight American kids and teens think their weight is just fine and dandy. Thank you very much. According to the CDC, there's a prevention report they just released, so I guess you can say, can you pass me those chips now? Actually, 35% of Hispanic American kids, 35% of black children, and almost 30% of white children believe they are thinner than they really are. What's your reaction to this report?
Well, isn't that amazing? I mean, this is the amazing part, and you cited it, but I can't believe it. It is 42% of people who consider themselves obese, 48% of boys, 36% of girls, consider themselves the right weight. And 76% of those who are overweight, 81% of boys, 71% of girls, believe they were about the right weight. So we've got to really do something about this, since this is such a big problem. This is what leads to diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and leads to a whole mess of things like heart disease, cancer, breast cancer, a whole mess of things later on in life. So if they don't think they're obese, we've got wrong standards. I mean, 42% who are obese thought they were the right weight. They're not even in the same, you know, it's not even in the same logarithm of waist size. I mean, this is a really big deal.
80% of overweight boys and 70% of overweight girls think their weight's about right. Also, differences in weight perception based on family income. Obese and overweight kids and teens are more likely to consider themselves at about the right weight when they come from poorer homes than kids from richer homes. So the rich versus the poor, there's a big, I guess, difference in the way these income groups, perceive their weight, I guess, and maybe overall health.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, because, in other words, weight and body mass index should be a universal phenomenon, right? And
yeah.
It doesn't make sense that it is related to poor versus rich, unless it has something to do with food insecurity. Obviously the rest of the group, but when you look at rich versus poor, the incidence of obesity has not differed, at least until recently, between wealthier and poorer families, and part of that was thought that the poor are smoking more and staying thin by smoking. So I don't know, maybe it's the decrease in smoking that has allowed has not caused disease enough so that the poor are now more obese. Do you understand that, Joe?
Well, I guess to a certain extent. I was going to add also, for poorer families, for poorer people, fast food is cheap food, right? It's economically feasible to buy it because it's inexpensive. Doesn't make it right, obviously, but that I think that could be a reason for it too, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I think
it could be that's correct.
Yeah, and again, more education I think is probably needed. Can I fit another segment in here? Do you have anything you want to add to that, or something else? We're going to go to a break in about 60 seconds here, Mike, and
the only other story I like, which is one that you're going to tease out, is that the school lunches are now being liked. There are less complaints, and they seem to be more accepted by school kids, and they're eating them with the same little amount of waste as they used to have.
No, I don't believe
the same
it.
Amount of waste as they used to have.
I don't
so that's what the data say, Joe, and I know you're on the other side of this issue, but the healthy food is getting through and is succeeding and being as tasty as ever.
Well, I still don't believe it, but Dr. Michael straightened me out on it after the break coming up. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants. They destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. On the phone, if you have a phone, pick it up and talk to Dr. Mike on the telephone as well, 877-711-5211. Okay, I've known Dr. Mike for a long time, a good friend of mine, and I love him to death, but I disagree with him on this to a certain extent. I'm not a big believer in regulation and kind of telling people what they should be doing and not doing. I believe in better education, not more regulation. But anyway, and this is a subject I've talked to Dr. Mike on my morning show here in Syracuse, New York, about just recently, as a matter of fact. And a couple of school districts here in central New York, two more decided to drop the new school lunch guidelines from the federal government. But, Mike, you say that some new information suggests that these kids are adjusting and liking these new school lunches. So so convince me of that.
Well, while many schools were gradually improving quality and nutrition of their lunches in the last few years, there were updated standards released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which most schools put in effect over 2012-13 school year, meant larger, faster changes to lunches nearly across the board. High-fat milk was gone. Schools are required to serve a vegetable and a fruit daily. There can be no trans fat, and half of the grains must be whole grains. And next year, in fact, all grains must be whole grains. With the changes came news media reports, you had them in Syracuse, of student complaints and food waste. In fact, the middle schoolers described their school vegetable servings as gross in a USA Today article in September 2012, and described protests and boycotts from Kansas to Massachusetts. Well, those objections to the phase-in of the new standards were supported by two recent studies. Many did, in fact, complain about it at first. 56 of elementary school administrators, this is over 1,000 administrators they questioned, 44% of middle school students and 53% of high school students did the same. What is more surprising, though, was that those same adults say that by the spring of 2013, the complaints had virtually vanished. Most school administrators say that few students were complaining, and that most students seemed to like the new lunches. The improvements were far from universal. Administrators from rural elementary and middle schools were more likely to report hearing continued complaints. But in most middle and high schools and those in cities, even happiness came quickly. The degree to which student reactions differed between fall and spring was incredibly surprising to Robert Wood Johnson Society, which in fact funded these studies. And so when you look at the broad cross-section of schools, there don't seem to be widespread challenges to the new standards, Syracuse, New York being an exception.
Well, you're there. Now, since we spoke about it on my show a few weeks ago, there was one school district that opted out. Since we've spoken about it, two other school districts here in my region opted out as well. I spoke to the superintendent of that school district here locally, and his school district last year through spring lost $25,000 in the program. They anticipate with further changes, which they, we're told to institute, or recommended strongly institute, they would be losing $80,000 next year. So they had the option and they decided, not to. I think it's one thing about it for me is, Mike, I coached sports at a very upper class private school for a lot of years, where the tuition was, $15,000, $16,000 per child. And they had the school lunch menu that was very diverse, very healthy. They ate on fine dinnerware. And instead of using, paper napkins, they used cloth napkins. I think it's a little easier for a school like that to do these kind of things when they've got, tuition going through the roof, when they have, benefactors, endowments, when they have alumni that contribute large sums of money to the school. I think it may be easier for a school like that to do it more so than a public school who essentially relies on, state aid and taxpayer money. And I think these school districts, public school districts, live year to year. I think it's very difficult for public schools to be visionaries and look ahead to what we should be doing to improve our health. And I agree with that. I think we have to improve our health and bring our health costs down. But I think it's tough for school districts to do that because They live on. They live year to year. They live year to year with budgets, and taxpayers live year to year, hoping not to see their school taxes go up.
The federal government continues to subsidize the school lunch program, and schools that drop out will lose money from that way. They may make it up in sales to the kids, but the family will end up paying for it rather than it being shared among all American taxpayers. So this is it's a very interesting topic, and I think it does reflect both on whether you believe in can education alone change our health, or do we need to have some big incentives and some regulation. I believe we're going to need big incentives, because if we don't change it, the prediction is, you saw the thing, most of these kids deny being overweight. Yeah. That's just the story we had. And we'll have 120 million diabetics in the United States by 2050, which means that we'll use up all of the current health care budget, and it will double it, plus all the people who will, in the long run, develop Alzheimer's from obesity and the food they eat. So we're gonna be in trouble if we don't make a radical. In other words, we don't have 50 years the way we have taken with smoking to get it down. We've got much shorter time to increase exercise and decrease nutrition if we're going to save society.
I also think, too, this is where the affluent family versus the less affluent family, also there's a difference, because, poor people think fast food is cheap, and it is, and it's not healthy, but it's a way to, stretch a buck. I think affluent families who go to these private schools where the tuition is that expensive, I think they have maybe more exposure to these different foods, different ethnic foods, healthy ethnic foods, the healthier foods more so than the less affluent families. I think that's another factor in this discussion as well.
Well, we're going to have to continue to agree to disagree, Joe, on this one. The interesting thing is the school lunch program, the USDA, subsidizes the lunches in the less affluent schools, lunches and breakfasts in less affluent schools, to a much greater degree than it does in private schools or other wealthier school districts. So this is a change that will hopefully affect the problem of the misperception of food and obesity in the lower income groups.
Now, just one quick thing. This new school government federal regulations, would they take out the typical cafeteria stuff that you find now, the hamburgers and the pizza and the spaghetti and meatballs? Will the federal guidelines, will they eliminate those in cafeterias and suggest the healthier options?
No, they'll modify them.
All right.
So the pizza is going to be on whole wheat crust, have less cheese, and more tomato sauce.
Okay. All right. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, 877-711-5211 on the telephone. CRS, I've got it. You've got it. You have CRS. Chances are you might. Examples of what CRS is and what to do about it, and we're going to get you headed toward a solution to that problem. Me too, probably, for that matter, with our guest, and it's up after the timeout here. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents.
You should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends.
You have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meeting, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things. And it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Just to strike while the iron is hot before the guest, Dr. Mike sent me an email from one of our listeners about, we just talked about school lunch menus, and I don't think that it ought to be regulated. And the listener says, tell Joe that the poorer students in inner city public schools are the ones that need the improved, healthier food. I don't disagree with that. I think every kid needs improved, healthier food. I just don't like regulation. Better education, not regulation. So that's the point on that. Now, CRS is a more immediate problem. Do you walk into the family room and blank out on why you're there and maybe meet somebody for the first time and 5 seconds later cannot remember their name? We're going to fix that for you right now. Mark Underwood is a president and co-founder of a biotech company and the inventor of the brain health supplement Prevagen. And he's a neuroscience researcher and expert on the topic of brain aging and teaches ways to improve cognitive function. Welcome to the show. So just before we went on the air today, I have a flashlight in my office, and I wanted to replace the batteries because it was out. I found the batteries. I went to get the batteries, and 2 minutes later, I couldn't find the flashlight. So do I have CRS?
Definitely. I think most of us do to some extent, Dr. Royden. Remember stuff. That's the politically correct way to talk about the syndrome that we're all facing as we become busier and busier in our lives.
Okay, does it get worse?
It does. As we grow older, our memory starts to fade, especially after age 40. So whatever you start to see as signs and symptoms of losing your car keys, you know, forgetting what you're doing as you walk into a room, if you see that when you're 40, I can guarantee you that by the time you reach 50, you're going to see that several more times more frequently. And it's going to continue to increase as we grow older. And that's just with the natural process of aging. That's if we're completely healthy. So there's a lot of things we can do about that that we'll talk about today. But hopefully people recognize they're not alone. If they have a brain issue, a memory problem, and they should be encouraged to do something about it today.
All right. Here is Dr. Mike Royson. Dr. Mike?
And so, Mark Underwood, you're the developer and CEO of a company that makes Prevagen. So, and I tweeted about it earlier today saying that it was a calcium-binding protein from jellyfish. So tell us what it is, and then I got a series of questions from listeners that we'll go to.
Well, sure, certainly. Our unique discovery came with a protein that we discovered in jellyfish that is very significant for helping the jellyfish and its nervous system to stay healthy. Well, in doing research starting about 20 years ago myself, I started to look at the opportunity to utilize that particular protein as a supplement for the human brain, because the human brain also loses that type of protein in the aging process. So over the course of these many years, we've shown that Prevagen and the ingredients within there are both safe and effective for helping people that are concerned with memory, and we've performed the clinical trials to demonstrate that Prevagen versus the placebo is beneficial for helping people that have concerns with short-term memory and related deficits.
Now, one of the questions is, it's from jellyfish. Is this like a fish oil? And what's the difference between this and a fish oil, and do they work together?
Good question. Actually, they do work together, but they are distinctly different entities. The jellyfish protein happens to work to help sort of control or to balance out the chemistry inside the human brain. It works by balancing out the brain's electricity, which is largely composed of calcium ions, so the brain can process information. Now, fish oil products certainly are very important. They help to build up the structure of the cell membrane of the brain cells. So structurally, they're very important. But what Prevagen does, and this particular protein, is helps to manage the engine of the cell. So the cell is able to communicate with other cells. It's able to help you retain memories and preserve memories when you balance out this chemistry. It's a vital part of the thinking process and the transmission process from one brain cell to the next.
Now, there's another question here that is from a listener and said, Dr. Mike, that's me, you always talk about the hippocampus and making it bigger to store memories. Is there any data on Prevagen making the hippocampus bigger?
That's a great question. We don't have data that shows that it makes it bigger, but we do have data, which we've done in our laboratory studies at the University of Wisconsin, that demonstrate that it helps to protect those cells from neurodegenerative processes in certain instances. So we certainly feel the importance of keeping that hippocampus working well, because that's the gateway for your memories to go into the brain. But with Prevagen, what we do see is the protection of those cells. Now, what I can encourage people is through exercise. There's a lot of evidence that shows that through physical exercise, the hippocampal region can actually grow in size, and that part of the brain can be made larger. So if you want to protect the brain cell, Prevagen is the option. If you want to increase the number of brain cells, exercise is an option. So I certainly recommend both.
And this is a very sophisticated question, but maybe totally irrelevant, but at least it looks to me like it just came in. He said, if calcium is bad for the brain or it needs regulation, I thought magnesium did that. I thought there was a careful balance between calcium and magnesium. Could I just take magnesium instead of Prevagen?
Actually, they are both important. Magnesium levels need to be maintained for proper brain health as well. But the calcium, what's called the calcium hypothesis of aging, relates to the major changes that happen in calcium regulation over the process of aging. And while magnesium has a role, calcium is more significant, in that when it is not properly maintained or balanced, it can rapidly accelerate memory loss, and it can cause many more cognitive dysfunctions. So I'm not against magnesium. To get into the details of how they work together would be a very long conversation. But basically, Do make sure that you're taking a magnesium supplement. That's great. But what Prevagen works in helping out to balance the calcium issue is distinct and different. So I myself am a fan of both.
Now, one of the things that obviously you've written a bunch about this, and there's a free resource. What is the free resource? Since this is a pretty sophisticated question, let's refer this person to that. What's the resource?
Well, we do have a guide called the Brain Health Guide, which is available for people that are interested in learning more about memory issues and memory problems. So we do have a toll-free number for the Brain Health Guide if people are interested in getting a copy. That number, quick, is toll-free, 888-814-0814. So if any listeners have any questions related to the topic, certainly they might be able to find those answers if they're not able to get through on the lines today. Again, that's toll-free, 888-814-0814. And certainly if anyone out there has any specific questions about Prevagen, those can also be answered at the same line.
And the easy way of remembering this is this is a memory test, if you will. So write down the number. It's 3-8s, and then 814, and then 0814. So you got 814 surrounded by a 0 and another 814. So, Joe, I'm going to ask you the number as a test in a little bit.
Let me write it down first.
888s. No fear writing it down. 888s, 814-0814. Now you already mentioned, tell me something about Prevagen. What's the dose? How does it get absorbed? What are the side effects? So this is about Prevagen.
Well, Prevagen is designed to be taken on a single capsule per day, and we see best results when people take their Prevagen in the morning. Typically benefits are seen by the Prevagen user in the first 2 to 3 weeks. Of utilizing the supplement. It does need to be taken on a daily basis. Now, in our clinical trials, we're actually able to measure cognitive benefits as early as the 8th testing day when people started taking.
Now, before you go on, I've got a hard break here for a break, but we'll come right back afterwards. I'm going to test Joe when we come back, but we'll also talk more about Prevagen, the dose. Why, for example, is it better in the morning? 8 days seems pretty short to see an effect. That's pretty great. So, Joe?
Okay, Dr. Mike, our guest today, Mark Underwood, he's the inventor of the brain health supplement Prevagen. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, 877-711-5211. More on the topic and the guest coming up. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful
powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oregano P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oregano P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this state.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Mark Underwood is a neuroscience researcher, and he's helping us all try to overcome CRS, can't remember stuff. And here again is Dr. Mike Roizen. Okay, Dr. Mike will reconnect with us in a minute. So in the meantime, I'll try to get through this as best I can. You shouldn't accept memory loss, right, Mark?
That's right. Certainly, memory loss is not something that we should have going on. And as I was saying before the break, you know, Prevagen has been proven to work best when taken in the morning. And in our clinical trial, which is a 90-day trial, we certainly showed results early in the trial, as early as 8 days. But the maximum results came somewhere between 60 and 90 days of people taking Prevagen on a daily basis. So there's inclinations that show that if the process is starting, I want to certainly temper this. We're not talking about individuals turning into Albert Einstein overnight by taking Prevagen. That's a little ridiculous. But what you do see is you start to see measurable cognitive benefits of people that are able to remember more things that they've learned just in the short-term time period, people that are excelling in areas of reasoning and thinking called executive functioning, and also people able to remember things like more words on a grocery list. So those are some of the parameters that we had a chance to test and demonstrate in the clinical trial with Prevagen, and I had a chance to present those at an international conference in 2011 in Paris. So there's a lot of research, there's a lot of data, both on safety as well as efficacy related to Prevagen. So it's something that people can try and really feel comfortable using on a daily basis. It's got a great safety record, and of course it helps us to address those memory issues that might become quite embarrassing.
All right, Dr. Mike's back. Joe? He's reconnected. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, okay, what's the phone number?
I thought you weren't going to be back with us, and I thought I'd be able to skate on this thing. All right, I didn't write it down because you can't lie on the radio. I didn't write it down, so that's the absolute honest truth. All right, but all right, so I try to give myself a mental edge, right? Toll free instantly says to me 888. Okay, so I got the 888, the area code or whatever it's called. There are two other eights in there. I don't think I know the first three of the number. I do know the last four are 0814, but I can't for the life of me remember the three numbers.
Oh, Joe, it's you got the hardest part. Once you remember the 0814, then it is 888-814-0814.
Mike, I've got CRS. What do you want me to do?
Well, you know what, guys? I'm going to send you guys both a bottle of Prevagen so the next time we talk, we don't have these types of issues.
I did pretty well. So I got five out of eight.
Now, why does it work better in the morning if you get it in the morning? Tell us something about the side effects, if there are any, and is there an allergy component that people have to worry about if they've got a fish allergy, or is there no fish allergy connection, et cetera?
Good questions. You know, Prevagen works best in the morning because that's the time of the day that you're really starting the momentum out in terms of your brain's chemistry. So it's not to say that taking Prevagen in the afternoon is necessarily a bad thing at all, but we've had our clinical trial design. It definitely shows, when comparing the two, that morning usage is best. Plus, it's obviously most convenient for you to take it. For myself, first, and I take it right after I brush my teeth. So that's easy to take care of. The questions about safety are really good. I appreciate you asking them. We do have a good safety record. We've actually tested the ingredients in Prevagen at a level 4,000 times, what you would take on a daily basis without any significant side effects. And it's also non-allergenic, so you don't have significant side effects or interactions with other drugs. Obviously, if your prescription cabinet is full of a half a dozen things that your doctor is asking you to take or telling you to take, you're probably going to need to seek a little bit further counsel than I can offer. But by and large, we haven't seen any type of safety issues or contraindications. So the nice thing about Prevagen is that where it was discovered was right in nature. And this is a type of protein that we already have in our brain. So we're basically supplementing something we already know is depleting in the aging process. Back when we were 20 years old, well, we had plenty of these proteins and our brain was working just fine. The mechanics were pretty fine-tuned. As we grow older, we're not able to keep up with the production of the proteins that the body and the brain needs to keep up with the busy demands of life. So with Prevagen, you're supplementing what your brain needs with what you already know is depleted. So it's a pretty easy connection to understand, you know, why we're excited about the research and why Prevagen's become probably the best-selling brain supplement in the country.
Now, someone has written in and said, in that brain health guide, can I find out more about the study? Is it published someplace? And so I don't know the answer to that, so we'll toss it to you.
Yes, actually the link, if you were to Google Prevagen in clinical trial, you could get right to the study. But basically, if you give us a call for that brain health guide, there's some links in there. We also offer a digest of the study that's contained within that brain health guide. So it's sort of the easy to read format, not the long format that was in the peer reviewed journal when it was published back in 2011. And to throw in
and
something
so
extra,
the number I'm going to give again, Mark Underwood, the number for the brain health guide, which you can get free, is at 888-814-0814. Is that right?
That's absolutely right.
Because I didn't write it down either. Okay. Do you want to review or can you review for us the other ways to improve memory? We've talked about exercise and DHA, but go ahead. Why don't you review the full set?
Well, certainly. You know, other things in terms of controlling your diet are very important, and I know we're short on time. One of the things that we're excited about is the type of interaction you can play through gaming. There are certain games and tests that can be done online and performed that allow people to test and invigorate their brain. You want to talk about brain training, you want to talk about cross training. You don't want to do the same things day in and day out. So if you're an accountant, don't go home and balance your checkbook and expect to find that you're going to really be, you know, really stimulating your brain to a point. But online, playing some of those games on a daily basis, and on one of the things we have to offer that's also free to the listener today is a website called PrevagenGames.com. And if you go to PrevagenGames.com, you can sign in. It's completely free. We don't charge a monthly fee the $8 like Lumosity does, but it's a completely free resource that you can log in, track your progress, and see how well your brain's working over time.
That's pretty neat, PrevagenGames.com. Now, are there other things you can do? In other words, people have said there are other things such as regular puzzles and crossword puzzles. Do those work or not as well as the online games?
Well, all of those things can offer that cross-training experience that we talked about. But you have to really mix it up. The one thing I heard in the news a couple of years ago is people were swearing by the magic of doing a crossword puzzle. And, you know, those are good to challenge the brain, but as many people that do the New York Times crossword puzzle, if that would really work, we wouldn't have any brain issues left. So the point is you really want to mix it up. So if you want to learn a new dance move, if you want to learn a new language, maybe you want to go and go to the art museum and spend some time learning about something new. There's a million different
ways. Well,
we're
going to have to, Mark, we have a hard stop, so I'm just going to tell them again, PrevagenGames.com, place to go. Also, the Brain Health Guide, 888-814-0814. Joe?
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.